Triple M Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, another heavy decline for US markets on Friday. The Dow Jones was down about 486 points or 1.6%. The broader S&P 500 fell by 1.7% and the NASDAQ dropped back by about 1.8%. This means that US stocks are now near their lowest levels in almost 2 years. The European markets came under pressure as well. The Stoxx 600, which is a broad look at how they're doing over there, fell 2.3% on Friday and down about 4.5% over the week. Commodity prices mostly took a hit, but the big loser was oil, which fell 5.7% to $78 per barrel. That means that since the highs hit back in March, the oil price has fallen by close to 40%. And that's the reason why some of the worst performers on Friday ended up being oil and gas companies, the likes of Diamond Energy in the US, APA Corp, and also Chevron, falling by between 5% and approximately 10%. Now, our market today also seems set for a bit of a hit, with the SPY futures pointing to a drop of about 1.2% for our market. And this will bring us closer to the lows hit back in June, when we had that surprise rate hike from the Reserve Bank, the biggest in over 20 years, and that was followed days later with a hotter-than-expected update on US inflation as well. There's not much on the cards locally today to move the needle as far as economic data or other events are concerned, but it will be quite a big week. The fuel tax discount will end this week. We've got $11 billion in dividends being paid out to shareholders as well, mostly from CBA and also Fortescue Metals. We've got some updates on inflation in Europe and the US, and a brand new monthly update on inflation in Australia later this week too. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at around the lowest levels in about 2 years against the US at 65.1 US cents. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.